Friday morning, Joburg entered the day as a metro that was governed by the Democratic Alliance. This morning, it wakes up as a metro that is governed by an ANC mayor. Lots of change happening. The coalition agreements collapsing in metros led by the Democratic Alliance. They've largely pointed the finger at Action SA. DA leader John Steenhuisen pointing to Action SA for joining what he called ANC's coalition of corruption. Michael Beaumont, are you part of a coalition of corruption led by the ANC?
Hi, Lester. Thanks for having us on. I think it's a ridiculous allegation, especially when Action SA at every single turn has voted with the coalition government. I think the real challenge that perhaps John Steenhuisen would not like to reflect upon, because I know introspection is not a big thing in the DA, is their leadership of this coalition, because you said it. Coalitions led by the DA tend to collapse. Mm. And in this particular instance, the DA has embarked on a set of decision-making when coalition partners approached them and said, there's an imbalance in the leadership of this coalition. There was a vacancy in the position of speaker arising from the departure of Vasco da Gama. And there was a need to bring in one of the smaller parties because, you know, the reality is Action SA and the DA were well represented in the government. And it was the smaller parties that could undo this coalition because they were constantly being solicited by the ANC.
Michael, but these coalitions, smaller party coalitions, or smaller parties representing the coalition, also prior to the formation of the previous government, agreed to a list in which the Democratic Alliance would be denoted certain positions, and they'll go down the list. What does Action SA get? COPE, all the other parties. And you agreed to that original agreement. So either the Democratic Alliance is very much sticking to that agreement, or they're being forced by smaller parties to change that agreement, you know, well into a period of governing in Johannesburg.
Well, it's an interesting point, actually, because the election of the mayor, speaker, and chief whip all took place before there was a coalition agreement. They were never negotiated. And fundamentally, because the talks of the coalition had collapsed 2 days before the council meeting in question. And it took Action SA and a variety of political parties to force the DA into government against their will. So when a vacancy arose in the position of speaker, Action SA and other coalition partners said, a stable coalition cannot have one party that is mayor, speaker, and chief whip. Mm. It has to be a co-governance arrangement.
Michael Beaumont, unfortunately, running out of time, is the national chairperson of Action SA. We're going to be looking at how metros are performing throughout the country over the course of the next few days. Stay tuned. 021-446-0566.